Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae. WA police have shot a 16-year-old boy dead after he lunged at them with a knife in a Bunnings car park. An officer opened fire last night while responding to reports a man had been randomly stabbed by the teen in Perth's southern suburbs. Commissioner Cole Blanch says the boy had complex issues.
Mental health issues, but also online radicalisation issues. He is known to police, but we believe he very much is acting alone.
The member of the public who was stabbed is in a serious but stable condition in hospital. The government is wiping away nearly $3 billion of collective HECS debt across the country. Education Minister Jason Clare says university help loans will now be indexed by either wages or inflation each year, whichever's lower.
And we're going further than that. We're going to backdate this to last year. In other words, we're going to wipe out what happened last year and make sure that it never happens again.
It means last year's monster 7.1% indexation will be retroactively reduced to 3.2%. Money-wise, that means if you've got 40 grand in HECS debt, it'll now drop by around 1,800 bucks. A man and a woman in Queensland accused of torturing a 23-year-old are now facing murder charges as well. It's after their alleged victim passed away in hospital. Authorities arrested the pair earlier this week after raiding their rural property and discovering the 23-year-old with significant injuries to his head and body. And car insurers are being forced to write off more and more Holden Commodores due to a shortage of spare parts.